about.
We interrupt all radio and television programs for an indefinite period. Please keep your radio and television sets turned on. This is an emergency. I repeat, this is an emergency.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Sweet Caroline. That's how you find white people everywhere. That is her battle cry.
Okay, where do you see yourself in the future?
Future, okay. So for real, I give this actually like a lot of thought. It's like there's no government, there's no laws. I'm the head of like this roving murder gang kind of thing. But my best friend is a robot.
Shaq, what are you talking about?
The earth is flat.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's
yes,
not.
Yes, it is.
And now.
Oh, I thought you were joking.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday morning, the 21st of June.
Happy summer, y'all.
Happy summer, y'all.
It's first day of summer.
Is right. It?
Why is that bad, Allie?
Because it's hot.
She's not a fan of the summer.
And sun. And
I know, but it's not that much different than it was yesterday, though.
Oh, very much different, because today's the first day of summer.
Right, so it's real.
I heard a guy say.
Yeah.
Okay. you guys are going to be delighted to know that I got the hiccups about 2 minutes ago.
All right.
Nice.
I don't know if the thrill of starting the show scared them out of me, or if they're going to come back in the middle of this conversation. But I'm just warning you, there could be some hiccuping going on here.
This is strong, because there are a lot of times when Bean can't stop it. Mm-hmm. And for a long, long time.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good.
And there's a great tradition in broadcasting of people hiccuping because, you know, people hiccup.
Great tradition.
Well, no, what I'm saying is it's happened.
They all get together in smoking jackets with pipes?
No, yes. I'm saying
yes,
it's
had a fit of sneezing in 1972.
It's happened.
Went on for three records.
Hundreds of times on the radio is what I'm saying. I'm just saying. I mean, because it's just, it's a normal thing that happens.
Right.
I fear it may happen to me today. Kevin, you have or have not seen the story out of Philadelphia at the Phillies game?
I did not.
Oh, you will love this so much. Allie, have you ever had a hot dog-shaped anything come at your face and injure you?
I mean, that is a personal question,
right?
And of course I have.
All right. Let's find out what happened. And by the way, you know how we love news and news speak. You're going to be in love with this anchor and this reporter.
But we're going to begin here at 4:30 with a strange story involving the Fanatic, a hot dog, and a head injury.
I mean, what else do you need, right?
What a tease.
Now, the Fanatic, for folks who don't know, is the mascot of the Phillies. He's a big green, I don't know, what would you say? He's like a kind of a Muppet-looking thing?
Yeah, just like a big furry blob.
Furry thing, right.
On Monday, the green mascot shot a free meal high into the stands with his iconic cannon, hitting a Montgomery County woman square in the face. And here's a sentence I never thought I'd say, but if you thought a bun and a sausage couldn't really hurt anyone, frankly, think again.
Frankly,
she was injured
in the stands.
In the face.
I need that so much.
If you ever thought a sausage couldn't hurt anyone, think again. I love how they call that hot dog a free meal, by the way, which I guess technically it is. But it's
if they're shooting it at your face, it is.
Yeah. And by the way.
soap in your mouth.
Hasn't this been a thing at Phillies games forever?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
It can't be possible that this is the first time anyone's ever been injured by one, right?
I don't know.
Getting
hit by one and getting injured by one are two very different things. You can get hit with a hot dog any time and be fine. It's just a mess.
Let's find out what happened.
Action News' Sarah Bloomquist live in Plymouth meeting this afternoon to explain just what caused all this damage. Serious injuries here, Sarah.
Yeah, Brian. And trust me, this is not what Kathy McVeigh wanted to be known for.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Monday night at the Phillies game, she got hit right between the eyes by a hot dog fired from the Fanatic's hot dog cannon. The injury's bad enough she got sent to the emergency room.
What?
Now she has a mess.
By the way,
how is that possible?
Oh.
If you saw the video, and you should, she got torn up, didn't she?
Yeah.
Is the hot dog of a composition of a rock?
Well,
she's got black eye.
Yeah.
And
a hematoma that spread down her face. Yeah.
Yeah. One of her eyes is all red and janky. I mean, it hit her hard.
Right.
Now she has a message for other Phillies fans.
What do you think the message is that the woman who got hit in the face by a hot dog has for other fans?
Watch for hot dogs.
All right. Let's see.
Oh, my gosh. I never thought a hot dog could hurt.
Okay, that's a good message.
That's a good message.
Good to know.
Kathy McVeigh did get hurt, and by a hot dog.
Okay, they cannot stop saying that she got hit in the face by a hot dog.
Well, I mean, honestly, that's the thing.
Right, but over and over, I think that has been established multiple times in this news report.
Right.
I think they just love saying it. I think they're secretly inside just bursting with joy that they get to report on this story.
It just came out of nowhere. It was like...
And hard, yeah.
Okay, now wait a minute. Could we hear that again?
It just came out of nowhere. It was like...
And hard, yeah.
One more time.
It just came out of nowhere. It was like...
And hard, yeah.
I mean...
That's the best, first of all. And second of all, I would watch baseball a lot more if it was that kind of action.
Yeah, he is in like a little ATV shooting hot dog rockets from a hot dog cannon.
I'm into that.
Yes.
You should have led with that when you're talking about baseball.
On Monday night, McVeigh was seated behind home plate when the Philly fanatic started firing hot dogs, real hot dogs, into the stands.
We know!
Wait, they're real?
Asked and answered.
Okay. All right.
Multiple times. How many times are you going to tell? You're in heaven right now.
A longtime tradition, just like in this YouTube video posted by Major League Baseball.
How can we make this story longer? See if you can find some YouTube of another game that doesn't involve this lady at all, and we'll show some of that.
Keep in mind, the Fanatics hot dogs are wrapped in duct tape, and one landed squarely between McVeigh's eyes.
Now, did we know that the hot dogs were wrapped in duct tape?
That's, I think, why like they launch better, obviously.
Of course.
Gives them a little weight. But imagine a hot dog wrapped in duct tape shot at your eye. Oh, my God. It's amazing she lived.
That's awesome. Am I right?
It came out of nowhere. It was like...
And hard, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, right.
I don't feel like it came out of nowhere, as weren't they driving around?
Right.
And didn't he have the giant gun?
Yes.
Well, I don't think she saw it coming. I think that was her point here. Okay, wait, there's more.
And then next thing I know, he shot it in our direction, and bam, it like hit me like a ton of bricks.
Is that an exaggeration, or did it hit her like a ton of bricks?
I bet it did.
I don't know. Allie just showed me the picture of her injuries. It may have hit her like a ton of bricks.
I'm sure it felt like that, especially if she didn't see it coming.
My glasses flew.
She says she couldn't catch or swat it away because she has a shoulder injury that requires surgery in the coming days. That night, she ended up in the emergency room to make sure she didn't suffer a concussion.
Gosh, she has like a rotator cuff.
She's got Tommy John surgery coming up soon. What is happening?
She couldn't put her arms up to protect her.
Both? I mean, really.
That is so sad.
It is sad. She was a sitting duck. Nothing she can do about it.
That's the best thing ever.
We haven't got to whether she'll sue or not yet, but I'm sure you're wondering at this point as you hear about her horrific injuries that landed her in the emergency room. But let's find out what they found out when they took her to the hospital.
Nothing's broken, thank God. But, you know, it's going to be... It's sore. It's very sore.
Ooh, I like that one too, by the way.
Take it easy.
It's sore. It's very sore.
Okay.
Kathy McVeigh loves the Phillies and doesn't plan to take legal action, but she does have a message for fans.
Okay, first of all, stunned that she's not at least looking for a settlement out of the Phillies.
Yeah.
Stunned.
Yeah, agreed. Although she's a fan of the team, so you would think you wouldn't.
And I know they do put on every Major League Baseball ticket.
Might get hit in the face with a hot dog.
Well, they do it
wrapped
for
in duct tape.
They do it because the baseball is going into the stand. So they do, you know, basically what's the word I'm looking for? Indemnify themselves from claims. Yeah. But a hot dog baseball, probably same policy. All right, let's see what her message is for fans as we wrap up.
Right? Just to be aware, you know, because you never know.
You never know.
You know. I mean, you would think I understand a baseball. But not a hot dog.
Not a hot dog.
And yes, she does understand if her story gets a few laughs.
It gives people a good laugh, and if that makes somebody chuckle, then that's fine.
Good for her.
I love her so much.
Good for her.
She did. She was contacted by the Phillies, by the way, who obviously sent their best wishes and apologies and said they'd be happy to comp her a future game if she feels better and wants to come on back. So,
oh, and honestly, if the mascot doesn't target her, then that
gotta
would be.
Launch it,
I mean,
right,
honestly,
right?
You have to try. There's no way you'll hit her on purpose.
No.
But very, very scary situation. It looks like at least it had a happy ending.
And there was some activity at a baseball game. So
right.
All's well that ends well. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeecho, shall we?
Be aware, you know, because
right.
You never know.
You never know,
you
right?
know.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Drew's going to be on the program today. Apparently, video games are a mental disorder now.
They've been right.
Listed
yeah.
as a mental disorder.
So does this mean now you can apply at work and say, I got a mental disorder, I need to be on leave, I'll be back in a few weeks?
I don't know what this means. That's a good question.
I mean, because if they classify it as that, then it seems like it would you'd get some of the same... You know, some of the same coverage as you would for other mental disorders.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
I'm going to introduce you to something called pony play.
Oh, God.
Which I think people don't like.
Yeah.
Oh.
If I can
yeah.
be honest. We're going to play some songs of one of our greatest artists of our lifetimes.
Geez.
Of our lifetimes.
Yeah.
Would you say maybe even a couple of lifetimes, Bean?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I am stunned.
Hmm.
That Allie has survived this long without
no,
hearing right?
the as
greatest
as I mentioned yesterday,
work.
I do remember it, so no need to play it. I, too,
mm.
it was all and him singing. We're good.
Oh, we're
no
going to be good.
No
we're
need.
Gonna
we're
going to be real good.
Let's
yeah.
skip it.
We've got your tickets to Mission Impossible Fallout. We've got your advanced screening for that from K-Rock, and we've also got your tickets for 30 Seconds to Mars at the Forum. You qualify to see him in San Francisco. So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
But we're going to begin here at 4:30 with a strange story involving the Fanatic, a hot dog, and a head injury.
Sure.
Let's hear it again.
Hey. It's Thursday morning here on the world-famous K-Rock Alley. Allie.
Bean.
Allie.
Bean.
What's happening?
Bean. What's happening is this was a huge, huge story yesterday. Did you see the exclusive from Collider about Star Wars?
I did not.
Well, it might be a while before we see any more movies like Solo, a Star Wars story, out of Lucasfilm. Sources with knowledge of the situation tell Collider that Lucasfilm has decided to put plans for more A Star Wars Story spin-off movies on hold.
No!
Yeah. Instead, they're opting to focus their attention on Star Wars Episode 9 and what the next trilogy of Star Wars films will be after that. Sources say that the previous rumored Obi-Wan Kenobi movie was in active development, but those who were working on the film are no longer involved.
Well,
so,
it's sort of weird, too, because just because one of them didn't meet your expectations doesn't mean they all won't.
Right.
Yeah. And, of course, this comes in the wake of Solo getting, you know, not quite the money they were looking for. Only $339.5 million worldwide in 4 weeks, which, whew, what a disappointment.
Right.
What a dog.
What a dog. And again, with Solo, which I don't think people really take into consideration, that was a May release against Deadpool and Infinity Wars.
Yeah, true.
Within like a week of each other. So it's not going to be the juggernaut anyway, but...
Do you think Disney was talking about the burnout factor of having too many?
I think maybe
Star Wars
they, you know, they. I think they listen to their fans, and I think
what?
When I know, shocking. I think when you see that people are like, "Enough! It's too much Star Wars," from Star Wars fans, maybe you kind of take that into account. But I mean,
so no Obi-Wan movie.
No Obi-Wan.
No Lando movie.
No.
No Boba Fett movie.
Lando was, I think, just talked about, but mm-hmm. the Boba Fett movie, I think it was the Logan filmmaker was in early talks to write it, but that
right.
was all before Solo's release, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about that as Star Wars fan number one on the show, Allie?
I'm good. If you want to just focus on what the next trilogy is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Do that.
Yeah, I think that's a stronger thing. Yeah, it'll always be stronger.
I was not pining for an Obi-Wan
right.
movie. And stand down, Boba Fett fanboys.
Boba Fett. Boba Fett.
Could not care less. And
this is why you failed.
Well, sorry, Yoda lady. So maybe it's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I would find interest for a Boba Fett movie either.
Yeah. What? You're going to get all the...
Well, he has a huge story in, outside of movies.
Okay, cool. Then watch that. read about that. I just... Yeah, come on. Come on. Who's with me?
Are we with you with come on? Is that what you're
asking? I think we're with you with come on.
I mean, if that's not a battle cry,
I think so.
I don't know what is. Hey, remember yesterday when I told you that they include a little funny jokes on here?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We love those.
This is a study by Virginia Tech. They found that mosquitoes can remember your scent and often pick up on people who taste sweeter. Funny to think that mosquitoes are writing Yelp reviews about us. Yeah, I bit a lady's butt, but it wasn't nearly as good as I had heard, although the portions were pretty big. Guys, there are radio shows around the country that are doing that, and then the other person goes, and then they move on to the next story. Guys.
I want to be on that show.
I want to hear the other person again, please.
You are funny, Puff.
So are you, Rat.
It's just insane.
Those are great.
Oh, I like them so
please,
very much.
Please continue your habit of bringing us one of those.
I will. One a day. It is the new rule. Absolutely. And I have not been paying as much attention to this as I should be, but Disney upped its offer to pick up 21st Century Fox, now offering $38 per share in cash and stock worth $71.3 billion. That offer beats the one that Comcast made last week for the same movie and TV assets. And the U.S. Justice Department could approve the deal in 2 weeks' time. This, of course, is right after that whole deal in the wake of AT&T picking up Time Warner. However, if any deal goes through, Fox will still keep their broadcast network, cable stations such as Fox News and Fox Sports One, and its local TV stations. Those are not part of the Disney or Comcast deals. So
eventually there'll only be like three companies in the world,
tops,
right? When it comes to entertainment.
I feel like that's a problem.
I mean, that's where radio's at right now. Is 95% of the stations are owned by three companies.
I don't like it. How's that for a battle cry?
I think I'm with
you on
that. I feel like I'm down with I don't like
it. Okay, great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. You're just
coming up with t-shirt slogans all day today.
Thank you. Right? You can't stop these creative juices. Ding. Some birthdays for you. Actor Chris Pratt. Prince William. His grandmother, you do an impersonation, correct?
Oh, the Queen?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Hello!
Oof.
That's it. Thank you, everybody. Thank
like
you.
She's in the room. Actress Juliette Lewis, the killer singer Brandon Flowers, singer Rebecca Black.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
And it's not Friday, so what do you have to say to that birthday girl, Lana Del Rey?
Obviously.
And that's what's happening.
I mean, imagine what it must be like to discover this type of quality for the first time.
Oh, I can't. You're so lucky that you still have hearing the Armenian comedian songs for the first time and loving them ahead of you when the rest of us went through that phase 20 years ago.
I mean, can you imagine, like, the first time you heard Nirvana? You know what I mean? Like,
or the Beatles.
Beatles, sure.
Right?
And you go, wow. This
really?
Yes.
Huh.
This is amazing.
Or spoke to Jesus. I mean, it's on that level.
Right.
Look.
It's a great example.
Look, I am Mr. Bad Example. There's two things I know about this job, and it's very difficult to please all the people all the time. It really is. But the two things I know, and we do listen to feedback from the Kevin B. listeners, God bless you, is talk more about politics, because that's the one thing all Americans can agree on.
They love it.
That's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. And why are there not more Armenian comedian songs on my radio? So we played a little clip of a song yesterday in a throwaway like comedy bit. And Allie's like, what is that? And we were just like, you haven't heard? The Armenian comedian, I know he's a terrible comedian. And I know that's probably how you, Allie, and maybe many of our listeners know him. But he's an outstanding musician.
That's before he branched out into music
and
conquered that world.
Oh, got it. Okay.
You can't be great at everything,
right?
But he is great at one thing, which is songs. Now, we're going to just zip through a few of our favorites, and you tell us when you've had enough, Allie.
No.
And we'll ignore that, and we'll keep playing it. Let's start with the one that got this whole conversation going yesterday. Here's a little bit of, and by the way, Kevin, is there a song more timely now than ever before than this one?
That's one of Sam's talents.
That's right. Is teenagers stop spraying the bullets on each other. Please enjoy it.
You can tell high-quality production already.
And he sings this one like he means it, by the way.
Come on.
Hey, wake up, teenagers. I say stop spraying the bullets on each other.
Poignant, am I right?
Stop!
Yes. I say stop playing with the guns. Stop playing with the guns and spraying bullets on each other, right?
Okay.
By shooting on the freeway.
Oh, I think I get the chest.
What's that?
I get the chest.
Spraying the bullets on each other.
I mean, it is a good message.
Right.
And it's a great effing song, too.
Oh, wow.
By the way, am I wrong about this, or does his band rock?
This band rocks, Bean.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's hear...
You want to go straight to Oh Mama, or you want to save it?
No, save that. Let's go to another one of his upbeat bangers. This one is called I Just Can't Forget You, Baby.
I just want to forget you, baby, right?
Now, so this is a poignant, sad breakup song, and you can hear the emotion in Sam's voice.
All right.
Yeah. When he goes, yeah! Mm. That's sad.
Why? No! It's not needed.
I just want to forget you, baby. And I know it's impossible.
It's impossible to forget her.
Yeah. I mean, the anguish.
Yeah, there's a lot of angst.
Oh,
that hurts. I'm crying now.
You love it stronger every day by day. And I know.
What do you know, Sam?
Hey! I just want to forget you, baby.
I remember trying to get him to stop saying hey in the middle of it. I just want to forget you, baby. Because it doesn't really fit.
All right.
Where do we go from here? Do we go Highway to Hell or do we go Oh Mama?
Do we close with Oh Mama? All right, let's do a little Highway to Hell, and then we'll close with Oh Mama.
Okay.
Because, I mean, the man contains multitudes. It's unbelievable the range in these songs.
You know the singer Wing?
Sure.
Okay, so that's my obsession.
Yeah.
So I believe it was our former producer Lightning who put them together on this duet.
Oh, no.
Of Highway to Hell.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And it's the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Tell me the truth, Kevin. You have this on a playlist somewhere on your phone, right?
Absolutely. Listen to the drums.
Oh.
All right, now Wing is going to start it because she's, you know, she's got the strength to start
it.
Bring it, Sam.
Asking nothing, leave me.
Honestly, is there a better song?
Oh.
And that's an exclusive, by the way. That's K-Rock only.
Right.
All right.
You gotta be proud.
One more. And this one just, forgive me if I weep openly when I hear the anguish. This is a song that Sam wrote about his late mother. She gets to heaven, and he's so happy because God is going to introduce mother to his father who left before them. I mean, try not to cry when you hear this one from the Armenian comedian.
Oh, it's so sad.
Why does he always play that little, what is it called?
A recorder.
A recorder. He always plays the recorder as if he's some kind of a genius at it. Why does Jimi Hendrix always play guitar, Kevin? Because that's what he was put on this earth to do.
That's a great point. My bad. while. You can feel the heartbreak.
You can.
Yeah, it's building up.
Oh, mama. Oh.
See, he can do ballads too, you guys.
Did you mean my papa?
Because they're both in heaven.
Right.
Right.
Oh, papa, I said, papa, did you mean my mama? Oh, mama, please, did you mean my papa?
I swear to God, I'm not just making this up. I think this is the only song.
You guys are horrible.
That he truly felt this. What do you think, Dean? Like, of all the songs that he's written, like, this is heartfelt.
Right.
I think Sam feels them all. I think he was serious about the teenagers to stop bringing bullets at each other. I do. Okay. I think he really did want to forget that one lady. And I think he's, yeah, you're right. I think he's barely keeping it together with this one.
Right?
Do we find out in the song if they did meet in heaven?
I don't remember.
Do you want to keep listening to find
Has
out?
Has anyone ever heard the end of it, Allie? Who knows?
Introduce them each other.
So that was telling Jesus to introduce them.
Sure.
Send them to heaven.
All right, now that you've heard them, Allie, did we oversell, or is it the greatest thing you've ever heard?
What is wrong with the two
All of
you?
Those better than Paul McCartney, by the way. All of them.
I mean, recent, yeah.
All right, you can get a hold of us in many different ways, through social media, through email, also the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO.
I'm so glad you gave the number instead of looking at me.
I was going to ask you again, but it seemed cruel.
It's beyond my capability, I think.
So we're going to play some of your responses to some of our previous shows. The first one is about when we were talking about walking in on your parents having sex.
Oh, yeah. My brother walked in on my parents when I think he was 16. He was so traumatized, he ran out the door, got in his car, and just started driving. Got a call about an hour later letting us know what happened. So that happened.
He got in his car and drove for an hour.
That is a very reasonable reaction.
You think he was just circling?
Well, for sure.
Yeah, he didn't want to ever face his parents again. He was trying to think, how can I leave the country so that I never have to look at those people again?
This is a rare compliment, I think.
So I've been listening to you guys for years, and I finally realized why I love it. It's the Jersey effect. You know how Omar talked about loving the Jersey Shore because it makes him feel better about himself? That's what you guys do to me.
Oh.
Thinking back to it, I don't have bird issues. I always have great examples. Never gotten in the wrong car, and I'm not fat. Beer mug. Bye.
Oh, we're happy to provide that service for you.
She is actually better than all of us.
We got some response from the Pippa audio.
Oh, no.
If you want to get that up, Bean, there's two or three calls about that.
People love it, right?
Here's the first one.
Hey, it's me. Oh, my God. Started listening to the next podcast thinking maybe this one will be better because, you know, how could you be worse than a podcast that includes audio of a dog being eaten alive by a crocodile? Oh, you could have a second podcast that has audio of that. Are you freaking kidding me? Delete that. Delete that audio. I don't ever want that to poison the inside of my ears ever again. It hurts my soul. Bean, you are a sociopath. Fix your goddamn life.
Look, she's got a surprise in store for her in the next couple of podcasts
yes,
as well.
Yes, she does. It's out of our hands now.
Right?
We did a scientific survey on it, and the audience demanded that we continue to play the Pippa
audio. We wanted to stop.
Absolutely. We're with you. We agree with you.
But
it's
the audience,
terrible.
They outvoted us. What are we supposed to do?
It's offensive, but look, it's the will of the people.
Pippa. Pippa, old girl. What are you, Pippa? I haven't seen you all weekend. That's Casey the Croc. Casey, you seen Pippa? He's missing meals. Ah, dogs.
You know how occasionally somebody will say, I've been listening for a long time, but this one thing, that's
sure.
it, I'm done.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm finished, never again.
Mm-hmm.
What have we done recently that you would guess would have that reaction in the listener be?
That's not Pippa?
Correct.
And it's not the Armenian comedian?
Oh, correct. I know.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been listening to you guys since 2000. It's the first time I've ever turned the volume down on a segment. The guy, the amputee, taco friends eating nasty, so I couldn't. That is disgusting.
Amen.
She draws her line of cannibalism.
Well.
Which is a ridiculous
line.
We have
to draw it somewhere.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
No.
Another call on the same topic.
Kevin and Bean, I owe you guys everything after that Vice article about the dude feeding his leg to his friend. Right in time for summer, I just shed about 3 times my own body weight in puking my freaking brains out. Thank you for that. I now look like Brad Pitt. Good to go for summer. Thank you so much. Never do that again, by the way.
You are welcome.
I support him.
I 100% do not, repeat, do not have World Cup fever.
I think that's a lot.
Please, for God's sakes, don't do this every day. I'm going to jump off a bridge, I swear to God, if I have to hear World Cup fever every day. Just stop it.
World Cup.
Mexico, 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 Mexico.
I think that guy has the other side of it.
Yeah.
Could be a Mexican plane up there. They're getting ready to attack.
Remember the story of the, was it a raccoon that was climbing up the side of a building?
Yes.
In Minneapolis, St. Paul, right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm listening to this thing on the radio about this raccoon in St. Paul and listening to Kevin. Kevin, your heartless, disdain, thoughtless, uncaring feeling about this quote-unquote poor raccoon stuck on a building in St. Paul, Minnesota. I mean, the fact that you have no care in the world for this and you wish it was dead, not wanting to see it, but just wish it was. That, sir, is what makes you a great damn American.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Thank you.
You are on point on this one. Bean, you.
Well, that escalated quickly.
It took a real turn.
Listen, Kevin, because of you and your mispronunciation of Ariana Grande, every time I hear the name Ariana Grande, I immediately say out loud, Ariana Grande? I can't help it. And people look at me really weird. And I blame you for that. Because every time I hear Ariana Grande, I think, Ariana Grande? Ariana Grande? Ariana Grande? Shut up, Kevin.
I mean, he does have a point.
Ariana Grande?
And then an older topic this guy wants to bring back to the time when I didn't know what a doorstop was.
Yes.
Because I thought there was another name for it. And I didn't recognize that name for it.
The best.
So
it just occurred to me again that how does Kevin not know what a doorstop is? Hit it, Steve.
What's a doorstop?
Yes!
Why do you call it stoppy?
Bean calls it stoppy.
Do you call your wife spousy and your mirror other bean? What's its function? Does it keep the door closed or open? Are there clues hiding in its name? This guy's in the Hall of Fame. Now the show is going down in flames because I'm so lame.
That's beautiful. Truly beautiful. Thank you.
What's a doorstop?
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. 106.7 K-Rock, it's KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
A true television all-star joins us on the program at 8 o'clock this morning. Our friend Sam Richardson. You guys, Detroiters is back tonight.
Love it. Love him.
Just so much. And, of course, we love him and know him from Veep as well. Sam joins us around 8 o'clock. We'll tell you about Pony Play coming up next. First, though, Allie, what's happening this Thursday?
Have you been hearing about the Gotti movie and Rotten Tomatoes and all of the madness?
Yes.
So I had let you know last week that it was receiving a 0% from critics.
Right.
Which isn't great.
It's less than you would hope.
Yes. By a lot.
Especially for a big budget movie starring a real movie star, John Travolta.
Was it big budget?
I think so. I mean, I think it was a traditional, you know, it wasn't like a bunch of kids making an indie movie is what I'm saying.
Right. Well, marketing for Gotti went viral this week when they put out an online advertisement that bashed critics as, quote, trolls behind the keyboard. The advertisement claimed, quote, audience loved the movie. But the number of fans reviewing Rotten Tomatoes now suggest that the movie has been seen as widely as Incredibles 2. And that seems a little suspicious.
What does that mean? The same number of people saw both?
Well, according to how many people are reviewing,
right?
They do the math. There's a lot of numbers here. Don't make me do it.
Okay.
But Gotti currently has a, as of this writing, 68% user score. It's now down to 64. I'm looking at it. And has 7,068 user reviews. Incredibles 2 has 7,865 user reviews.
So they're saying, what they're suggesting is that a lot of those are fake or inside jobs because not enough people saw the movie to generate that many reviews by percentage.
Absolutely. It would basically, if you did all the numbers, which thankfully they did, that would mean that Gotti had 3.76% reviews as opposed to Incredibles 2, which had 0.04% reviews, which makes no sense because that movie made $1 gazillion. Well, 182 in its debut.
Right.
Which means so many more. Mathematically, nothing adds
up. Okay, I don't understand this story at all.
There's no way that they have these user reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay, I gotcha.
Another red flag, how many fan reviews are coming from accounts created this month?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, many users giving Gotti 5 stars have only reviewed Gotti, and in some cases, just one or other couple movies. But a majority of those counts are also private. So that's, it's what?
Someone's trying to game the system.
Is what basically Mashable and a couple other outlets are saying. Like, something's not adding up with this. But I feel like if you have to put out a new marketing campaign saying that trolls behind the keyboard, meaning critics, are making your movie,
which is great, but be perceived poorly,
right?
Yeah,
stop it.
That's alleged.
Well, okay. I don't know if it's alleged. have you heard about this new Mary J. Blige movie?
I'm not.
Body cam.
I'm not. No.
This sounds really interesting. It's about several LAPD officers who are haunted by a malevolent spirit that is tied to the murder of a black youth at the hands of two white cops, all of which was caught on a body cam video that was destroyed in a cover-up.
Mm.
Variety says Mary J. will be playing a police officer who begins seeing visions and starts to investigate the cover-up. Horror movie! I like it. By the way, Mary J. Blige, her divorce now is official. There are no details, but her ex reportedly wanted $130,000 a month. Well, in spousal support.
Look, the dude's got to eat.
They were married in 2003, no kids together. What?
How much? $130,000?
$130,000 a month, which is interesting because I read on another report about an actor named Jesse Williams. He's on the show Grey's Anatomy. He was just ordered to pay his ex-wife a whopping $50,000 per month, which I thought, well, that is insane. $50,000, that is crazy. But they have two kids. One is a 4-year-old. Another is a 3-year-old. They were married for 5 years.
Before. Some of that's child support.
Child support, yeah. Absolutely. But compare that 50, which I thought was an insane number, mm-hmm. to 130 to a dude that has no kids. Come on. Stop it. That's what I'm saying. Thank you. That's two stop it wow. so far in this.
New feature.
Thank you. And Paul Simon has announced where and when his absolutely final concert will be. He posted.
Stop it.
He posted yesterday that the last stop on his farewell tour is September 22nd at Flushing Meadows Corona Park.
This is it. I mean, this is really it. This is the final curtain call. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
And again, it was for that guy. Sure so was. It could
he
be
is,
for him.
He's not one of those guys on the perpetual farewell tour, Kevin.
Oh, he's not. Okay.
No,
this is his first and final farewell tour
this
so far.
This is it.
I feel like every single time you hear farewell tour, it doesn't mean that.
Right. Well, if you're Cher or Kiss.
Yeah, he seems to be serious about it. Okay.
Yeah, he's serious about it. He said, quote, I could have ridden my bike from home to the park in 20 minutes when I was a kid, but this is less a goodbye than a farewell. Thank you all for the ride. I had a great time.
What does riding his bike have to do with that?
He's saying how close his final concert is.
Oh, I see.
Okay,
gotcha.
Yeah. Symbolic.
Great. Yeah. You're right?
No.
Okay. I don't get this story at all. Wait, what? Why is he on a bike? Why is Mary J. Blige paying stuff? What's going on?
That's a pretty good impression.
Some birthdays for you. Actor Chris Pratt. Singer Lana Del Rey.
Obviously.
Prince William. Killer singer Brandon Flowers. Actress Juliette Lewis. And singer Rebecca Black. It's Friday.
Gotta get down on Friday. That's all you get.
So good. And that's what's happening.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6 minutes after 7 o'clock.
How about a free trip to Paris, by the way? We're doing a grand prize drawing tomorrow here on the show of everybody who wins tickets to the Mission Impossible Fallout K-Rock Advanced Screening. And that could be you later this hour. About 20 minutes, we'll be looking for you if you are a Mission Impossible fan coming up on K-Rock.
Could I introduce you in Pony Play?
Yes, please.
I would like to know about Pony Play, yeah.
Pony Play, these are people who have regular jobs, 9-to-5 jobs on during the week. They pay the bills, and then the weekend, they do Pony Play. Which,
now, is this furry adjacent?
Sort of, yes. One of them dresses up like a horse or a pony with a bit and a little face mask that sort of makes them look like a horse and hooves on their hands. And then they run sort of like if they were a horse, and they have games and competitions, and some of them are horse-drawn carriages, so there's somebody in the back with a tiny little whip, and he's like, come on, let's go. It's the best thing I've ever seen. So I'm going to play some audio of it. This is just a continuous piece, so tell me when you want to stop and discuss what's going on.
Today we're out here having a pony play competition where people compete in events and classes just the same as real horses do.
Get it!
These events are very competitive. Just like a regular horse show event, we end up with some crashes and wrecks. People go down over the jumps. The competition gets pretty crazy sometimes.
Right. The bummer is they have to shoot those people. When
Does he have a corn cob pipe in his mouth or something? Why is he talking like this?
He has a horse.
He's got a bit.
He has a bit in his mouth.
Dude. Oh, he has a bit. Oh, yes. I didn't realize he did.
Come on, man.
I thought he was just like an announcer or something.
No. So they're literally running and jumping over the two bars like horses do.
Right.
And they're running in and out of different things. It's literally a competition.
That seems like a lot of work for something that's supposed to be fun.
But the thing is, they're upright. They're not on all fours.
Correct.
Which
they're running on 2 feet, and then their hands have hoofs.
Well, why don't they just run on all fours like a horse?
That's
and then sometimes they gallop. Like, stop it. What are you doing? How do they get completely into the mode of being a horse or a pony?
When ponies put on the gear, it puts them into what they call pony space. And I see a lot of people that once they put the gear on, that actually turn into horses.
Nope.
What do you mean, nope?
I mean, they don't turn into horses.
Have you seen it?
No, they may feel like a horse.
You don't know.
They're still a person dressed like a pony.
Oh, Bean, you don't know.
When ponies put on the gear, it puts them into what they call pony space. And I see a lot of people that once they put the gear on, that actually turn into horses.
Okay, you believe it that time? Makes more sense?
Still no.
Okay.
When I put the bit in his mouth, it's like a ritual between us. He needs that transition to get into headspace.
So how does she do? How does she accomplish that? She leaves him on his own because he really needs to get into the pony space.
And I can feel through the bit when he actually kind of changes from like human space to like pony space. Because I found for us during play, if I just put him in the gear and then we go immediately do it, it doesn't give him time to transition.
Right. I mean, he's still just a human with the bit in his mouth.
Right. Yeah, you don't rush him. Hey, Allie.
Uh-huh.
She has a man.
Yeah, she also has
She has a man that Allie would never want, though.
True, but she also has a lot to offer up top.
She does?
I mean, I'm just saying, this video, I couldn't stop looking at this. I was like, screw the ponies. Holy
they
crap.
They were spectacular.
Yeah. So there are some udders, you're saying.
Sure. No.
Into his headspace that allows him to express himself as a pony.
Right. So now, and this is my favorite part of the video. So now they interview somebody with all of the equipment on. So he's got the face mask on and the bit and everything. You can barely understand a word the guy's saying, but they do a full interview.
When I'm doing pony play, I'm pretty free and wild. I kick the cart.
Okay, now this guy is a trouble pony.
Yes, he is.
This guy really causes problems because if there's a cart behind him that he's pulled, he'll kick it. That owner has to get him in shape because he's a wild card and he must be dealt with. It's crazy.
Out with the hammer, you know, and really just try to give him a really hard time. So they really have to try to keep us to obey, but it usually doesn't work in their favor. I fall into that space and I'm a pony when I do that.
Beanie falls into a pony when he does that.
I guess he does. Could he take the bit out of his mouth while he does the interview?
Nope. That's the beauty of it. No, he can't.
So I'm free. I run around. I gallop. I jump. I snort. I whinny and I nuzzle and I get the head scratches.
He does scratch his feet. Mm-hmm. You know, he does snort. Mm-hmm. He's really out of control.
Yeah.
They need to do something to rein him in because he's crazy.
A listener has texted in from the 714.
Please tell me it's going on someplace in Southern California.
Not that I know of, and I don't know that this is true, but he or she says that Matthew Broderick has been doing pony play for years.
Nope.
What?
It's a Sarah Jessica Parker joke. I get it now. I get it. Well played.
All right. This woman loves it. Maybe too much.
It's a pony. That will always be my favorite part.
All of our outfits that we make are based off of bio horse equipment or made out of bio horse equipment that's been rearranged to fit humans and can get very costly. People are very proud of their outfits they put together.
Sure.
The tack, as the pony equipment is called, is a very essential part for most ponies. But it's also very important to adopting that role and being able to change from the human aspect to the pony aspect and in a headspace kind of way, like really get into character.
Right. You have to be very normal and vanilla, upright, tax-paying citizens Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. So to get to go out and pretend to be something else for the weekend is like so much fun.
Go!
The galloping.
It's about expressing your inner personality too, because so many of other people, I'm sure I can speak for, live a life Monday through Friday that's not really an expression of who they are, what they do.
It's what pays their bills.
And when you get a chance to come out here and you get to enjoy what you do and be around other people who enjoy similar things and enjoy it with them, it's a great feeling.
The freedom to be weird.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. After watching this story, which I was laughing at most of the time, all of these people seem really happy.
Yeah.
It's really bringing them joy.
It's nice, and it's also really nice that the countdown to the next pony festival called Ponies on the Delta, we're only 287 days away, but it takes place in Louisiana.
Oh.
Beam.
We have a man on
Beam.
The scene.
Circle it on your calendar.
That's going to be awesome.
I was wondering if any of those guys brought up their little ponies. Did that come up in the interview?
No.
Okay.
Nope. But are you going to be there and cover it for us like we think? Yes, you are. That's your
Nay. Those Mission Impossible Advance K-Rock screening passes are yours in 5 minutes. It will tell you how to win them. Plus, you get qualified for the trip to see the world premiere in Paris at the end of July. Kevin, I got a question for you.
Yep.
I know you have the World Cup fever. Yep.
World Cup.
When I saw this story come down yesterday, FIFA has handed the Mexico Football Federation a $10,000 fine for its fans. for the fans in the stand because of a discriminatory and insulting chant during their opening match against Germany. I don't know that I've ever seen a professional team of any kind being fined because of something the fans in the stand did. What's going on here?
I think the LA Galaxy are doing it. LAFC is doing it. Everybody in the MLS is doing it. It's a for me, it's really weird because I've sort of grown up with it. It's part of soccer and you don't think anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
But when a goalie takes a goal kick, the chant is, oh, and they end it with puto, which could mean a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of that when you were a kid, Dave?
Growing up, I thought that meant like asshole.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the interpretation in 2018 seems to be that it is a homophobic slur.
Right. It's sort of the F word.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. The F word for gays. Right.
Yeah.
So that is something that the fans kind of just started on their own.
And have done forever.
Like, for years, right?
I don't know. To me, when people started paying attention to it, I was like, what are you talking about? This is a part of the game. It's been part of the game forever.
And the idea is to just be a distraction to the goalie.
Sure.
On the field. Okay, so when it got started, did they immediately, I guess it sounds like what you're saying is nobody tried to squash it at first.
No,
they just kind of let it play out and get bigger year after year.
It just sort of, no one paid attention, and Mexican fans did it, and it was part of the game. I saw the U.S. take on Mexico at the Rose Bowl, and I was with the American Outlaws, and there were 15,000 of us and 85,000 Mexicans. And when you hear that chant in that stadium, I don't know, it made me laugh. Maybe I'm a bad person.
Right? By the way, we'll take some calls on this. If you've got anything you want to weigh in, if you've been to these games, if you're offended by it, if you're not offended by it, whatever you want to call and say, we've got room for it at 1-800-520-1067. But I guess my question is, I've seen how long some Major League Baseball stadiums have been trying to stop people hitting beach balls in the stands.
Oh, right.
It seems like it's whack-a-mole. It seems like you could do everything you can, but somebody's going to bring a beach ball the next game.
Right.
How do you stop a fan or fans in the stand from yelling out whatever they want to yell out?
Well, I think in the MLS, they have cracked down so much that people will turn other people in, and they get the fan supporters behind it, too. So the fan support groups will tweet out, hey, let's not do this. This is not cool anymore. Let's stop doing this. If we see you doing this, we'll turn you in. And then they'll kick them out and maybe ban them from coming back.
Really?
Yeah,
they'll actually kick you out of the studio for yelling that.
Out of the stadium.
Yes,
and it's working.
Well, essentially, it's a vulgar term in any way you look at it. So if you're in the crowd and someone's screaming that word, you can text the security, and it would be like the fans are just screaming vulgarities.
Right, and they've been doing that now, and it seems to be working in the MLS. But then you go to the World Cup, and you say, okay, this is Mexico's national team. It's a huge stadium. Each stadium has to hold 35,000 or more.
Jeez.
How do you clamp down on that? And so, of course, Mexico was doing it when they tied Germany.
And they got fined.
Maybe that's FIFA's way of saying, but by the way, is a $10,000 fine a lot for a national team?
No.
Right?
Not at all. Barely a slap on the wrist.
Right,
yeah.
Barely. So I think that's their way. Maybe they're going to crank it up as it goes, but to try and get them to stop using that chant.
Well, homophobia is never a good look. Even perceived homophobia is not a good look. And especially, I think, and tell me if you think this has anything to do with it, in addition to potentially embarrassing the Mexico team abroad, you're in a country where being gay is illegal, too.
Well, yeah. True.
You know what I mean?
That's
that is,
true.
I mean, that just kind of makes it a little bit extra raw, I think.
I think the difference is that I never thought it was used in a way of pointing at that goalie, because they do it to every goalie, pointing at that goalie and making a comment about his sexuality. That's not what it was. It was just...
Right, but that's the same argument you could make about people used to say, including us, by the way, that something was gay, meaning it was a negative thing, and then you start to realize that
we learn.
Okay. We learn, and I think this is the same thing. Sorry, Allie, go ahead.
Has this word taken on new meanings? Because you said you always thought of it as an a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
Ruben yesterday said, no, I grew up thinking it was a homophobic slur.
Yeah,
is it just over time?
It's slang, so it could mean a lot of different things. But I think in general, that's what everyone's taking it as now, is the slur.
So if you were, say, at a game and someone was yelling F-A-G-G-O-T
right
out,
that would bother me.
Okay.
I don't know why I didn't before.
Because you don't speak Spanish. That's why. No, I'm saying because it didn't have the same effect on you because you didn't understand that word to mean,
well, I mean
something
I did,
quite as offensive.
I did
right?
look it up at some point, so I knew what it was. But I don't know. It just felt like it was fans being fans and not really being homophobic as much as just having fun at the expense of somebody. I don't know. Maybe I'm a bad person.
Yeah,
it didn't bother me.
I feel like maybe a homosexual would feel differently.
Agreed.
Let's squeeze in a couple of calls from our listeners, 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to East Coast Line 3 first. Jesus joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Jesus, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for calling. What say you, sir?
Hey, guys. Long time. First time.
Thank you.
I'm super excited.
Thank you. All right, your thoughts?
My thoughts, honestly, they're just trying to sugarcoat it. I've been around soccer my entire life. I'm a first generation Mexican American. I mean, I'm from East Los Angeles.
Uh-huh. Your name is Jesus.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
You know, and?
I've been surrounded my entire life, and it is what it is. They're not just being fans. I mean, I think it's that blurred line. I think they're trying to mask the fact that they're being mean with fanaticism.
Mean.
In other words, they're trying to excuse their behavior by saying, hey, we're just having fun at a soccer game, and they don't want to accept responsibility for how offensive that word could be to others.
Because it is offensive. And, I mean, I grew up thinking, well, what you guys said, but it means the F word, essentially.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
All right, so, I'm putting you down for uncool. You're saying no more puto, right?
No more, dude. Like, that's messed up. Like, I mean, and I don't know if you guys heard, but they actually made, like, this campaign in Mexico to change that word to, like, Putin.
Yes,
like,
they did. In Russia.
Yeah. Oh.
In Russia, they
now we're on to something.
Come on, that's brilliant.
That's great.
That's a great idea. All right, thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate it. Let's do one more real quick. Let's go to Aaron Pasadena to just get the other side of point of view here. Aaron, welcome to the show. What say you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Hey, so, I think they should be able to do it. It's been on as old as soccer. And you know what? I think people are just getting petty now.
People are getting petty.
What about what Jesus said before? You disagreed with him. How come? That seemed like a pretty legitimate point of view to me.
You know, I'm not saying it's not offensive. I'm not saying that, you know, but I think in its context, clearly you can say this on the radio, so.
Right, but we can only say on the radio because we're discussing it in a news context. If a listener just called in and we called him that word, we would be in trouble for that. That's not allowed.
But you're absolutely right. I'm saying it's the context. And it's as old as soccer. It was never in a poor context. And I think that, even Whitey's saying why me now, and people are just getting petty. Like, it's been on as old as soccer.
All right, so he's saying grow a thicker skin. Don't let everything offend you.
But he also said it was offensive.
Right.
But then
he said
it was petty.
He did.
Now, look, it's offensive, but you're being petty.
Yeah.
I think you're a Putin. How about that?
All right. So anyway, that's going away.
Good.
They're cracking down on it. I don't know what FIFA's going to do next for the next Mexico match, but we'll see.
Maybe not allow Mexico fans in?
Possible.
Yeah.
Or if they get the team to talk to the fans and stuff, say, hey, you're hurting us, maybe. I don't know. I'm not exactly
sure. I wonder
if
it would ever get – obviously, fines aren't really going to bother a team at that level. If it gets to the point where it's a penalty.
Oh, FIFA, by the way, has banned all fans from a side for racism.
Right.
Yeah. So if they're calling – you know, if they're using racist terms, the whole group, they literally will keep all fans of that team out. Just keep them out of the stadium.
Which is good.
Wow.
And it's bizarre, but it works.
Yeah, it is weird. It is weird to see a soccer game with no one in the stands.
Yes, it's crazy.
Which is Chip's dream, by the way. Hey, let's clear the lines. I'm sorry. Thank you for your comments on that topic. We appreciate it. Let's clear the lines and open them right back up at 1-800-520-1067. The KROQ Advanced Screening of Mission Impossible Fallout. I don't know if you've seen the trailer for this, but it looks amazing, like they all are. You win those tickets and you qualify for a trip to the world premiere in Paris. If you're a fan of Mission Impossible, you want to go, call us now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll play a game next on KROQ. Allie, is it true you've never seen any of the Mission Impossible movies either?
That's not true. I saw the one when he was like, oh, we got to get to that place. And we're like, impossible. He's like, it's now my mission. So
that was a good one.
That was a good one.
What was the name of that? I can't remember the name of that.
Mission Impossible. It was the original.
What has Allie been watching her whole life, Kevin, where we keep uncovering things she's never seen before?
I don't know. It's a good question.
The advanced screening is coming up soon from K-Rock, and you win tickets to that, and you qualify for a trip to Paris, you guys, for the world premiere with a 3-night hotel stay and round-trip airfare on July 27th. That is going to be great. It's time for Kevin's Mission Impossible.
Good morning, Mr. Ryder. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to answer questions regarding math, geography, or we'll ask you to spell.
Oh, come on.
All the K-Rock listener on the line has to do is answer yes, you can answer the question or spell the word, or answer no. This is Kevin's Mission Impossible.
I thought this game was voted in when I was out. And that is the rule. If you're out, you're screwed.
And we had so much fun with it, we thought we'd play a hyped-up version of Kevin's Mission Impossible. Who's our first contestant, please?
Our first contestant is Keish.
Keish.
Is that your name?
Yes.
Keish.
Yes.
In Valencia.
All right, Keish, listen up. Here's the question. I'm going to ask Kevin if he can spell the word vacuum. Can Kevin spell the word vacuum? Do you say yes or no to that?
No.
You say no, Kevin.
She must have heard the other game.
Vacuum. V-A-C-U-U-M.
That is correct. Vacuum. That is correct. I'm sorry, Keish. Sorry, you do not get tickets, but thank you for playing.
I feel bad because when I do something good, they lose.
They lose, yeah.
But it's on them. It's right. On them. They should have more faith in
no,
you.
No, they shouldn't. That's what I've taught them. Carlos is next in El Segundo. Hi.
Hey, good morning. What's up?
Yeah. Good morning.
All right, Carlos, we move to the math category now. Will Kevin know how much is 10 to the 6th power? 10 to the 6th power. Will Kevin come up with the answer for that? What do you think?
10 to the 6th power. You know, it sounds something like you might because superpower, I don't know. I think no.
You say no. All right. I like your line of reasoning there. Kevin, how much is 10 to the 6th power, please?
10 million.
I'm sorry. No, it's 1 million. Very close. It's 1 million.
I went one too far.
I thought it was 60.
Yeah, why don't you?
You thought it was 60.
By the way.
I thought you just...
Allie was mocking me because she thought it was 60.
I just thought you did 6 10 times.
No! That's 10 times 6.
Right.
10 to the second power is 100, 10 to the third power is 1,000, and so forth. So it's a million.
I went one too many. All right, so did Carlos say yes or no?
Carlos said no, and he gets tickets.
Nicely done, Carlos.
Oh, we should have asked Allie math questions. No. It should have been Allie's Mission Impossible.
I don't want to say I brought that up yesterday, Bean, but I brought that up yesterday. Alfonso and Covina, hi.
What's going on, party people? Go Mexico.
Sure. Alfonso, you're playing for Mission Impossible tickets. I'm going to ask Kevin to give me the capital of Georgia. The capital of Georgia, not the country.
Tbilisi.
Not the country. The state. Will he know the capital of the state of Georgia? What do you think?
I think I'm going to go with a no.
You say no. Kevin, what is the capital of Georgia?
The only reason you're asking that question is because it's not Atlanta. Can I think of any other cities in Georgia? What did you say?
He said no.
I said no.
I swear to God, not another name, not another city is coming on my line. Nothing. I got nothing unless it's Atlanta.
Well, what's your answer then?
Atlanta.
It is Atlanta, and I'm sorry you did not get tickets, Alfonso.
Why would you
I appreciate
ask that?
That.
Thank you.
A legitimate question.
No.
That's what?
Can we discuss, though, that you knew Tbilisi?
Oh, that's long history on that one.
Okay.
Long history, yeah. All right, so he's a no as well. So no tickets for Alfonso. Yeah,
oh, he's a no.
Yeah, he said he would. You said you wouldn't get it right.
And you
but
got
I
it
said,
right.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
You got it right. All right. Who's next?
All right. Next is Alex in Pomona. Hi, Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
Alex, this is a tough game.
I'm not enjoying it.
Sorry.
Whoa, what? That was a
all
sneeze
right.
from Bean, by the way.
We're going back to spelling. Will Kevin be able to spell the word hallelujah? Will Kevin be able to spell hallelujah? Alex, what do you think?
Doesn't sound too hard. I'm going to say... Yes.
You say yes. All right. Kevin, hallelujah is your word.
H-A-L-L-E-J-U-L-A?
I'm sorry. No, it's L-U-J-A-H. Hallelujah.
Oh.
And he was a no, so he gets tickets.
Hey, way to go. Congratulations.
All right. Do we have time for another one?
Sure.
Wait, he was a yes.
He's a yes.
I thought he was a no.
Somebody needs to pay attention.
Yes, that's why he got mad and said, oh, come on,
Allie, maybe you should start paying attention because we both have a lot going on.
I'm too busy doing math.
Okay, so we've given one pair of tickets away.
Yeah. All right. Sounds about right.
Let's try again. Let's go to Christian in Canoga Park. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going?
Not well.
All right, Christian. Here's a wild card question. Not in any of the previous categories. As mentioned on yesterday's show, Mission Impossible superstar Tom Cruise has been nominated for 3 Academy Awards in his long career, but has shockingly never won one. Do you think Kevin will be able to remember the names of any of the movies that we mentioned on yesterday's show for which Tom Cruise was nominated for an Academy Award? Will he be able to come up with one of them?
Oh, that's tough. I Believe in You, Kevin, so yes.
He says yes. All right, what was Tom Cruise nominated for an Academy Award for, Kevin?
Born on the 4th of Mother Effin' July.
Yeah! Nice.
I would say that Christian's got some tickets.
Nicely done.
Kevin's Mission Impossible.
All right, that's 2 pair. Are we done?
We're out of time. I'm sorry.
That's not ideal.
This is Kevin's Mission Impossible.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54. Allie, you must be very excited that Sam Richardson's got to call in next.
We have both been having serious bird issues.
Maybe he can help you.
I hope he can.
Is he being hounded as well?
He is being, dare I say, stalked by a bird.
Oh.
Yeah.
A bird or the entire group of birds like you?
I think his specifically was a hawk.
Oh.
But it would be very, it was menacing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got some tips.
One thing we know is that there are some species of birds like crows, for instance, that if you get on their radar, if they get your number, they recognize your face and they do come out after you every time they see you.
Is that true?
Is this true?
Yes, it's true.
Awesome.
Yeah, they recognize people. So we'll find out what's going on with Sam. And also, I don't know, maybe mention that Detroiters is back tonight, you guys.
Sure, yes. That too.
One of the best shows on TV coming up right after the top of the hour. First, though, Allie's got what's happening on this Thursday.
I thought you said you had one more question that you maybe were going to ask for Mission Impossible.
How dare you?
Well, I don't want to waste your time here. But,
I would love you to.
You want? We already finished the game.
That's my point.
All right.
60.
Come on.
She said 60.
She did. That's what she's trying to deflect from, by the way.
Mission Impossible tomorrow.
Here's the sad thing. Charlotte Shaw and Miguel Paz both thought it was 60.
10 to the 6th power was 60. It's not the same as 10 times 6.
Well, that's what we all thought it was, and we felt pretty good with it.
Why did you think 2 to the 6th power is the same as times?
What? I have no idea.
I don't know how you can explain
that. I put my hands up like I'm so excited I know one.
And then she looked at me when I said it, and she was like, what a
moron.
Why
would you say that?
Oh. I mean, it was wrong, but
man,
I was at least on the right path.
Yes, you were.
The more people hear of us, the less they think of us.
Correct.
What? Either of you have MoviePass?
No,
I do not.
Okay, well, here's the thing. MoviePass, very popular.
Mm-hmm.
You can see, you know, movies on this pass.
Yeah, you pay a monthly fee and you go to as many movies as you want.
Yeah, it's $9.99. You can use it at nearly any theater that accepts MasterCard, all sorts of things.
How many people go to more than one movie a month, would you guys guess?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of yous out there.
I do. I try to do once a weekend.
Yeah.
I try to. But
well, here's the thing.
I feel like I'm an exception.
I do too.
Okay.
But AMC Theaters has unveiled their answer to MoviePass. It's going to be a monthly fee of $19.95. You can see up to 3 movies per week. I don't understand this, though. The thing that's different is AMC's program offers features that MoviePass has not matched. Namely, you can see movies in premium formats like IMAX, Dolby, Real D. MoviePass, you can only watch them in 2D.
Okay.
Subscribers will not be able to carry over movies from week to week on the AMC Pass.
So you can't watch like 21 in a row?
No.
One week because you've been holding them up?
But unlike MoviePass, they can see all 3 movies on the same day. And they can watch movies they have previously seen. I feel like that person maybe needs a little bit of a life and maybe we need to help them.
It's odd.
Yeah, the guests can also reserve tickets in advance, while MoviePass customers have to be within a certain distance of the theater before booking tickets. All I'm saying here is there are a lot of rules. You have to do this, you have to do that. I think it's easier just to go see a movie.
I agree.
So I'm sorry to both AMC Theater and MoviePass.
And there's an arc light by my house.
And I was just going to say,
100% of
that
the time.
App can't be any easier.
Yep.
Just reserve my seat, and I'll see you there. But for other people, that might be really exciting to go see three movies in one day. You can do that.
Hmm.
Did you guys hear about Jane the Virgin star, Gina Rodriguez?
Yes, this is very sweet.
This is amazing. So the Emmy nominations are going to be announced in July. And not sure if you guys know about the four-year consideration campaigns. Basically, major TV networks and studios put out massive amounts of money for either TV shows or the actors, creators of the shows. So people will, it's for your consideration. Please look at the show, this actor, put them up for an Emmy.
Right.
So they have this money set aside. Expensive undertaking. Sometimes not successful at all. So Rodriguez convinced the CW to do something a little different, putting her chunk of the four-year consideration spend towards a college scholarship for an undocumented high school student.
That's a woman for you.
That is a woman for
you.
She partnered with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Los Angeles to locate a Latinx high school student who plans to attend Princeton in the fall.
Wow.
With Jane the Virgin star, Gina Rodriguez's support, the student who is not being named will be able to complete a four-year degree at Princeton with no financial burden.
That's truly, kiss that Emmy goodbye, right?
That's truly awesome.
That's incredible. That
I love that.
That is amazing.
That could have been your great news story. That's really good.
Oh, crap. Why didn't I save it? But that is great news. Yep. I mean, imagine if more people did that. That is wonderful. Way to go. Kudos, Gina.
Agreed.
You guys want to do more math?
Sure.
Nope.
Love it.
Some birthdays for you. Chris Pratt, Prince William, Brandon Flowers, Juliette Lewis, Lana Del Rey.
Obviously.
And singer Rebecca Black.
I don't know why people made fun of her. I thought she sounded good.
Sounds great.
Well, bringing it.
That's what's happening.
Madeline Burke from Fullerton, you guys, just won passes to the K-Rock HD Radio Sound Space next Tuesday for Greta Van Fleet and Fiddler. By the way, I said this yesterday. I don't know if we've ever had two bands in the HD Radio Sound Space before, and they're both so good.
Yeah, agreed. It's going to be great.
And two great hostesses for the event, too. Our own Kat Corbett and Megan Holliday are both going to be leading the interview and the performance on that. So if you want to be there in person, congratulations to Madeline. She'll be your chance to win coming up this morning on the Kevin Beecher, and more chances to win at KROQ.com as well.
All right. Allie, we're waiting for Sam Richardson. Mm-hmm. Catch people up on your bird issue, because apparently he has some help.
Yeah. Birds, it started about 3 months ago. It is insane. It is so loud. We're talking 24/7 now. Mm-hmm. They used to take a little bit of a break. No. Now they're just like, it's on. Let's do this. Apparently, Sam Richardson. Oh, see? There they are right
there. See what's happening?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He had quite the issue with a raven that I'm pretty sure was stalking him. So he gets it. He understands.
He understands the attack you're under.
My bird issues. Yes.
Are you guys at war with birds right now? Is that, can't we peacefully coexist as we have for thousands and thousands of years?
The birds will not allow it.
Yeah.
Dude.
I believe his words were, round two, you winged pieces of S. So.
All right, let's find out if Sam is losing the war or not as we welcome him back, one of our very favorite actors and people from two of the best shows on television right now. Detroiters comes back tonight on Comedy Central and, of course, Veep when they're damn well ready for it. Sam, how are you, my friend?
I'm great. I'm winning this war against these birds, I'll tell you that right now.
What's happening? We get updates every day from Allie, whose home is just surrounded by birds. They won't let her sleep. She's going slowly insane. Is it worse for you? I mean, are you being attacked, or what's going on, Sam?
They're making an aggressive push, and I'll say that. Like, in my house, there's, like, these two ravens who are constantly trying to get into my home. It's an aggressive move, but I am the alpha in this situation.
So wait, they're the same two? The two have just focused on you, and you said, you know who we hate? We hate Sam, and we're going to try and make his life miserable.
Hey, Sam, somebody's telling me, like, they're trying to tell me that maybe they're, like, from Game of Thrones, like, messengers.
Oh, interesting.
I don't trust that.
Sure.
I think... Sam, you didn't make the mistake of leaving some food out for them by accident, and now they think that you're, like, their little bitch or something, and you owe them?
Well, no, I just put like a chicken breast outside on that balcony. I don't know what
that would do. That doesn't mean anything.
I will say this. I sent him a message on Instagram like, look at my bird story, Sam. It's very concerning. And he wrote back, they're the true enemies to the north. The north being this guy. And I laughed so hard. But you feel me in this. It's upsetting.
Have you won this battle, Sam? Have you won the battle?
I mean, It's a war, you know.
Okay.
So you know, a battle won, a battle lost.
I see.
Okay. But overall, I think I'm in the black.
Well, okay. It may be time for you to move. That's the only thing I can suggest. Is you may just have to give up and get out of town. Why did it take? I don't want to start with a complaint as we switch gears to Detroiters coming back tonight. But why did
not
it take so long between season one and season two? I feel like I watched season one in high school, Sam. What's going on?
Yeah, it came out in like the late 80s, you know, Comedy Central kind of wanted to just push the show. They wanted it to be a show that aired in the summer, so, you know, we filmed this last summer.
What?
So, like, we're on the hold, but now it's coming out, so, you know, the wait is over, but that was kind of just a programming decision. On the network.
Do you get to like January and go, hey, you know, we filmed that show last summer. What's up with
all
that?
All those episodes you're sitting on, right? For folks who don't know, Sam, you and Tim Robinson, your real life best friend, play ad executive agency people in Detroit, and it's a wonderful and sweet and hilarious show. Was there anything that you didn't get to do in season one that you were so happy you got picked up so you could do it in season two?
I think like there's just like a million things throughout that we want to do in the city of Detroit. So like stuff keeps on coming up that we get to play with. Like we got to include foaling this season, which we were like,
include what?
It'd be great to like show the world what foaling is.
Foaling?
Foaling is a Detroit specific game where it's like football meets bowling. So you throw these footballs at a pin. At pins, at like a pin set up like a bowling.
Okay.
Pins, and
yeah.
You try and knock over as many as you can with two footballs.
And you made this up, or it already existed in Detroit?
No, it's a game that exists.
No kidding.
For like, I think like a decade now.
Wow.
But it's like a really popular Detroit game.
Are the Lions better at that than they are at NFL?
Oh, that is
boom.
Hurtful. That is hurtful.
We're gonna get better. That is the best. I'll never say a disparaging word against my Lions. No.
When you and Tim are in Detroit and you're spending all that time filming it must be great for you to be able to be kind of back in the old neighborhood filming the show. But are you welcomed as heroes on the street, Sam? Do the people in Detroit appreciate so much what you're what you're bringing to their city?
Amazing, actually. Really, like I came back home to Detroit for like something, and like directly off the airplane, like the very first day, on the bridge thing from the airport to the to the plane. The guy like holding the wheelchair was like, "Hey, Detroiters!" And I was like, "Wow, that's cool." And then like walking down the street, people roll their windows down like Detroiters. So it really feels good to like kind of go back home to Detroit and like. Have this like warm reception.
Have you tried to get any of the other notable Michiganders on the show? Whether it's an Eminem or a Bob Seger or a Ted Nugent or any of those guys.
We're chock full of Bob Seger references. We love Bob Seger. Most of the guest stars, or a lot of the guest stars, are like. People from Michigan and people from Detroit, like Tim Meadows is from Detroit,
right?
You know, we got Jim Harbaugh in this season.
He oh wow, Fulham, University of Michigan, Michigan. Fact, yeah.
All right,
I bet he wore khakis.
Yeah. I think you're betting right. Yeah, so it's really nice to get to have like so much Michigan in the show.
All right, well, we know you have to go. Detroiters, season two premieres tonight at 10 and 10:30, and then the regular time is 10:30 on Comedy Central. We're glad it's back. We love the show. We love you, Sam, and thank you very much for calling in.
Oh, thank you so much. Look out for those birds.
We will, thank you.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
And right. then to get that response just pours fire yeah. On the you know, gasoline, whatever. How that, however that one works.
Agreed.
However that works.
Yes.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
You know, I'm learning, though, because I didn't try. I didn't stick with it no matter what.
Right. You just gave in.
It didn't like, turn nope. into a 40-minute moment right. with. I just right. gave up. So.
Yeah.
Think nice, 30 Seconds to Mars play the Forum.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Next month, we right. got tickets you can win in less than 5 minutes right here on the Kevin Beach Show, plus qualify for a trip to see them in San Francisco, including round trip and airfare and hotel, coming up at 9 o'clock here on K-Rock. First, Allie, what's happening?
You know, Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande haven't really talked about being engaged. They haven't even come out and said, yeah, we are engaged. We
Ariana Grande?
Her, exactly. We just see the ring. We assume they're engaged, right?
Right, right.
Well, now we have confirmation because Pete Davidson was on with Jimmy Fallon and they started talking about it. And it's very interesting what some of the responses on the street have been to Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson!
Hi.
Good to see you, pal. Now you know that you didn't have to get engaged to Ariana Grande to come on our show.
But I did, though.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You know we love her so much. Angel,
yeah,
I love
I
you
feel
too.
Like I won a contest.
So I'm sick. How are you handling it all right?
Lit, Jimmy.
I was gonna say that.
It's so funny walking down the street because like dudes are walking by and they're like,
yeah.
Like, you ever see that Derek Jeter commercial where
yeah.
he's like retiring and everybody just tips his hat?
That's right. It feels like that.
Yeah. Some dude came up to me. He was like, "Yo, man, you like gave me hope."
I'm sure.
That's funny.
Oh, so they're
did Jimmy ever ask Pete when he's going to start being funny on Saturday Night Live? Did that come up?
Wow. You are so anti-Pete Davidson.
Well, it's just he doesn't do anything.
Wrong, he smiles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Big smiles.
Very toothy.
Very toothy.
Yeah.
And gets tattoos from about women he's known 2 weeks.
Right. What else do you need?
Right.
Okay.
God.
Ariana Grande. Isn't that right, Kev Dog? Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande?
You guys hear about the new Instagram video service?
The one that where you can put 10-minute videos up?
Yeah.
The one where you can put 1 hour videos up?
Well, that's for people with larger audiences. But right now, the rollout that they have, they basically want to challenge YouTube. So you can have your own, basically your own channel and put longer videos up. People can scroll through that type of thing. But yeah, those are for 10 minutes. Now
and for us now?
Us now. I have it on mine.
Oh, you do. Okay.
But I can do up to an hour on mine, which feels pretty good. Why would I ever? But you do have to shoot everything in the vertical format. So
Boo!
You yeah. Wow. So you can't, I assume, put videos that you had onto there because it wouldn't fit it, right?
I would assume so, yeah.
Yeah. But basically, this is going to be challenging YouTube. They want to make kind of their own stars off of Instagram. And
that's what we need now.
Great way for Facebook to have more opportunities to sell advertising. Because really, isn't that what it all comes down to?
Yes, it does.
But it's right at the top of your feed. There will be a brand new icon.
And it looks like a TV, right?
Yeah, it looks like a little TV. Just click on that, and then you can upload 1 minute to 10 minute videos there.
Does it look like a TV on its side because it's goddamn vertical video? Seriously, how dumb is that?
Well, it's because it fits the screen for Instagram.
Yeah, you turn the screen. Just turn your phone. Look, I'm saying this is the cause that may get me out of the house and marching in the streets with a pitchfork.
Well, this is certainly an important one.
Yeah, this is the hill to die on, for
right?
Sure.
I don't like vertical video. I'm sorry.
Oh, goodness.
No one should.
All right. Well,
take it easy.
Sorry I brought it up. And in case you missed it earlier, I told you about a story that was an exclusive to Collider. They basically said that Lucasfilms is not having any more plans for a Star Wars spinoff movies. Those are on hold. Instead, they're opting to focus their attention on Star Wars Episode 9 and then whatever the next trilogy of Star Wars films will be after that film. So, if you were looking forward to an Obi-Wan movie or a Boba Fett movie, maybe stand down for a bit. They are not going to happen right now. No official word yet from Star Wars. But this, of course, is all because they didn't really have the best release and the best money coming in from on Solo. They only made $339.5 million worldwide in 4 weeks, which we all know is a huge fail.
Isn't that a lot? Or
that's
did they
spend?
What did they spend?
I think the budget was about $200 million for that movie.
Okay.
But they just looked at the difference between the Rogue One opening and all of that. But, I mean, first of all, Han Solo was up against Deadpool 2 and Infinity War. So it had a lot. All I'm saying is Han Solo is a great freaking movie, and I will fight anyone that says it's not.
I liked it, too. My only complaint, no Force. And I think that's what makes Star Wars movies special, because they have the Force. And I know that Han Solo didn't have it, but I expected it to be somewhere in it. And that's sort of what sets it apart from just action movies.
Okay. You needed a lightsaber.
I mean, something.
Okay.
Yeah. Some use of the Force, sure.
I get it.
Still liked it.
How dreamy was he by the end of it?
Very.
Right?
Yeah.
I was thinking, I don't want this guy playing Solo. By the end of it, I wanted that guy playing Solo.
Oh, hello.
Some birthdays for you. Chris Pratt, Lana Del Rey.
Obviously.
Prince William, Brandon Flowers, Juliette Lewis, and Rebecca Black.
It's Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
It's beautiful.
She sounds good.
She does. Better than ever.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Congratulations, Mike Archuleta from Whittier. Just got 2 tickets to see 30 Seconds to Mars at the Forum and qualified to win a trip to San Francisco as well. Your chance is coming up at noon, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. here on K-Rock.
The problem is I want to listen to Dr. Drew's show on KABC tomorrow, but I have an appointment at the Citadel to get some new luggage, so I don't know how I'm going to be able to do both. Can you help me at all, Drew?
It just so happens I'll be there.
What? What? Are you kidding me?
Yes. Come meet us. Me and Lauren will be broadcasting from the Citadel. Noon to 3.
That's a strange strange location there, Drew.
Not my doing.
All right. But you have made it. You've been in broadcasting a long time, but now officially you've made it, Doctor.
Yeah,
so well
officially
done.
I'm in radio.
I love that the last time Bean got luggage, he made an appointment.
Yeah.
Really?
Who does that?
Oh, my God, that's hysterical.
Good point. Well, listen, Drew, as always, we are delighted to have you on the... What are you going to say?
Before we get into the topic, I've got another sidebar for you guys.
Yeah, sure.
So I was talking to producer Dave.
Oh, no.
I accidentally called in early, and so we had a big old chat. And he invited me to Disneyland this weekend. Right. Sort of. I sort of invited myself.
Right.
And, man, he went on about how you get the donuts in the morning, and then you go on the churro chase, and then you can go get food. I was like, oh, my God, this whole, like, culinary experience. Dave the King of Mexico.
He goes four times a month easy.
He's dead serious. He maps it out.
It seemed to revolve around
it's all the food.
Fried dough.
Oh, sure.
Have you seen his body, Drew?
It
looks like fried dough. It does. So it's no surprise where he gets it. I mean, this is such a head of steam.
He was like, oh, my God, I found what really makes him glow.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
And, oh, yeah, if we have time, we'll see some attractions and go on some rides, too. All right, let's talk about the thing that's in the news. And I'm so glad that you're on here, because a lot of times you make sense of confusing headlines and articles like this one from the Los Angeles Times this week. World Health Organization says video game addiction is a disease. Why American psychiatrists don't. Now, I know that there are a lot of different opinions in the world of medicine. Not everybody's going to agree on everything. But what can you tell us about this, and what does it all mean?
Yeah, so this is the World Health Organization, which is different than the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, which is what mental health professionals use to diagnose mental illness in this country. It's the DSM-5. And
sure.
To be qualified to get a diagnostic category in the DSM-5, it's quite a cumbersome process.
So we have stricter rules than they do?
Yeah, and very different, too. Okay. It's very panels of academic mental health professionals, you know, sort of, you know, many different criteria go into whether or not something meets criteria for DSM-5, including whether or not it's a constellation of phenomenon that needs to be identified in order to be able to be researched as a specific entity, if that makes sense.
So you're saying the World Health Organization is bogus?
I'm not saying it's bogus.
That's what I heard.
I knew Kevin would go right there.
That's what I heard.
let's talk about gaming disorder for a minute, because anyone who works with these kids knows that there's something to this, in that some people, and usually it's young males, and often adolescent or young adult males, get sucked into this gaming world where they literally wear diapers, they don't come out for days at a time, they get nutritional problems. Now, in my experience, and this is why the DSM-5 doesn't really pick it up as a specific entity, in my experience, it usually has an underlying psychiatric problem. So in other words, gaming disorder must be a standalone diagnostic process. For instance, addiction. Addiction is a brain process where people can't stop doing drugs. Now, it may have been initiated by some other psychiatric problem, or there may have been some mood problem or affect regulation problem that they were trying to solve that got them into the process.
But that's not the same with video games?
Hang on. Oh. Once they get in, then a new biology kicks in, so now you have two problems.
Gotcha.
While in this gaming disorder, oftentimes the psychiatric stuff gets you in, and if you treat the psychiatric problem, the gaming settles down. You don't have to treat the gaming as a separate disorder.
I see.
Right? But it is clearly a disorder, right? It's clearly something that people get sucked into. The question is it a disease process?
And how do you know that? By the results of your life, basically?
No, that was a nonsensical question. Try that again.
How do you know whether it's, hey, how dare you? How do you know if it's a disease versus just something you love?
Could be. Disease has to have an underlying biology. It has to have a natural history, a predictable natural history, and it has to have a treatment that can change that natural history. So, you know, people spend a lot of time, waste a lot of energy debating, oh, is something a disease or isn't it? You have to define what something is. What is a disease? Have a definition that encompasses all diseases before you can decide whether something is or is not a disease. So let me give you the definition.
Okay.
Complex relationship between the biology of the individual and the genetics and the environment, so gene-environment interaction, that results in an abnormal state of biochemistry or physiology. We call that pathophysiology. That pathophysiology is expressed in signs and symptoms. I'm hearing radios click off throughout Los Angeles.
Same.
Mine too.
And then those signs and symptoms follow a predictable pattern, call that a natural history, and then that natural history can be altered by people like me in a positive way, hopefully with something called treatment. That's disease. That's disease. And so does this thing fit a disease? Not really, because it doesn't have a separate biology that follows a natural history.
But it does meet the criteria that you've explained to us in the past, Dr. Drew, about addiction when it gets to the point where it starts upending your life and your relationships.
It has an addictive, I get very cautious about overusing the term addiction, but there's an addictive quality to this. It's not technically an addiction because it doesn't need necessarily its own treatment, though people would argue with me there are treatment centers that specifically treat the gaming exclusively.
And how do they do that?
You know, I've never been around with those gaming. Maybe I should open one.
Just have a game on a TV with no remotes?
No. No, I'm sure it's like sex addiction. People that get addicted to porn and all this online stuff is you have to go cold turkey on everything. You have to scrub all their materials. You have to, and then all these feelings emerge when they can't do the things. They have
and electric cables on their testicles, too, I imagine, would be part of it, right?
Well, that's the usual customary process.
Dr. Drew, my concern with people who get into video games, I guess it's the same as people who get into anything, is that something is better than their real life. They're willing to give away a huge portion of their time every day, all day, every day, because they don't want to live, in the real world. And that's what really makes me sad.
This is from Bean, everybody.
Right?
Yeah, wow.
Talking about people not wanting to live in the real world.
Yeah, swap out gaming for television.
Well, spot it, you got it. Anyway, that's generally, whether it's a gaming disorder or just a gaming preoccupation, isn't that true of any wasted time gaming? Now, I didn't grow up playing video games, and for my kids that grew up playing these things, it's kind of a throwback, it's a recreation, they get something out of it. To me, it seems like a disengagement rather than engagement in the world, but people would argue that they enjoy it greatly, watching TV or anything else.
Well, look, you didn't miss anything because video games stopped getting good after Pong. I mean, that was the peak of video games.
I didn't like that one even.
All right. See Dr. Drew, believe it or not, where again tomorrow from noon till 3 with Lauren?
The Citadel Outlets in Commerce will be at the Central Court.
Party. DrDrew.com for all the podcasts and other live appearances. And don't forget, you can download the Heal app at the App Store or Google Play. Have a great week. Fantastic of you to join us. Thanks, Doc.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:41.
I'm just saying that Weezer makes everything better.
Agreed.
All right. Hey, Allie.
Hey, Beam.
What's happening?
Can I interest you in some new bad religion?
Yay!
Yes, please.
Do you remember the last time you heard new bad religion?
It's been years.
Yeah. True North was released in 2013. And then Greg had said, hey, 2017, I think we're going to have some new music out. It's, quote, on the horizon. But then he cautioned, True North was such a good album that I don't want to put something out that indicates we're aging. We do plan on getting another record out there, hopefully before our 40th anniversary, which is in 2020. I mean, guys.
Wow.
But we do have a new song. It is called The Kids Are Alt-Right. Obviously a nod to the Who's anthem, The Kids Are All Right. But it's a pretty sharp takedown of the alt-right movement.
Humanity is an OSC. When everybody has an AR-15.
It's bad religion being bad religion-y.
I love that. Yeah. I hope they never stop being bad religion-y.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you imagine they just take a complete left turn and you're like, what just happened?
Do a love song?
Oh, a nice bad religion love song.
They're great.
Maybe that's what we need. No, please don't do that, guys. Remember when we heard about the Comedy Central roast of Bruce Willis and we all thought, does Bruce Willis know what a roast is?
Yes.
Because he's not known for his great sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. I sure hope they let Kevin Smith talk.
His self-deprecation.
I don't think they will.
No. He's not really known for that.
Nope.
But it will go on. It's going to premiere Sunday, July 29th at 10 p.m. They're going to tape it mid-July at the Hollywood Palladium. But they have announced the Roastmaster. Not really general. I guess just the Roastmaster. Announced today by Comedy Central, movie star and filmmaker...
Senor Grande?
No.
Farrah Abramson?
Mm-mm. These nuts. They'd be great.
Dick Poop.
Not Dick Poop, no.
Jesus
is unavailable.
Jesus?
Like I just said, not SAG.
Turd Ferguson?
Not Turd.
Crooked Hillary Clinton?
Not.
That'd be great.
That'd be amazing.
Yasiel, please.
Not Yasiel. Mikey Joe O'Shea.
Mm-mm. Uncle Fat.
No.
Mad Pooper.
Very busy.
So. That would be great.
Boba Fett.
Not Boba Fett either.
Steven Seagal.
Nope.
Farrah Abramson.
You said her.
Sid and Nancy.
No.
Hi, it's Kat.
She'd be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Better than Ezra.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mm-mm, he's busy.
Professor Pippi P. Poopy Pants.
Oh, damn it. Just Vin missed
Diesel.
Out.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Mm. Meatball guy? Not meatball guy.
Demi Lovato.
No.
No.
Porky Pie.
Not Porky Pie.
Becky
either.
With the good hair?
Not Becky.
Mm. Buck Cherry?
Not Buck Cherry.
Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne.
No.
L City? That's a great question.
Count Smokey Love.
Dick Van Dyke.
No.
Is that a no?
Can I tell you?
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
David Bowie.
Oh, no, sadly.
Be real.
Mm-mm.
Christine.
No.
Okay.
Blake Shelton.
John Sedlak, seen here with his pet falcon.
That would be the best. All right, who you got?
Well, it makes perfect sense that movie star and filmmaker Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, yeah! Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Were they in a movie where they
love
played
him,
the same character?
Oh, yeah, Looper.
Looper, yeah, there you go.
But
love him, but why?
But, love yes. Him. Right.
Because he's somebody from Bruce Willis's career. He's a former co-star, mm-hmm. friend, I would imagine.
Then maybe on the dais, but wouldn't you have like a roast master? Like
yeah.
Jeff Ross.
Jeff Ross.
I talked to Jeff Ross about mm-hmm. this, by the way, and he said that Bruce Willis asked for this.
No.
Yes, that Bruce Willis wanted to have a roast.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Okay, we need to find out a lot more about that.
And whether or not John with his pet falcon is going to be there, too.
I
right?
really hope he is. Roasters will be announced at a later date. But I'm hoping, obviously, Sarah Tiana.
Sure.
Bruno Mars.
Sure.
Who? No more?
No.
Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars might be there, but like a Nikki Glaser. They ruin people.
Yeah, agreed.
It's really funny.
Can't
that
wait.
Boy.
That boy, not sure. You guys, this Elton John movie, Rocket Man, we all know that British actor Taron Egerton is going to be playing Elton John, which made me think, oh, can he even sing? And then remember we went down that black hole of Taron singing, and he is phenomenal. Like, it's concerning how Kingsman can be that good at acting,
right?
That attractive, and then he can sing like you read about.
Wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
I mean, listen to the depth of that right there. Well, we now found out that Elton's longtime collaborator, songwriter Bernie Taupin, will be played by Jamie Bell.
MC Hammer?
Nope. that would be a departure, but no, Jamie Bell.
Oh, okay.
You know who Jamie Bell is?
Of course.
It's little Billy Elliot.
Yeah.
Just dancing for his life, guys. Just saying. And yesterday we talked about, do we really need another political movie? Mostly one about Gary Hart.
If you're... Political movie, no. Gary Hart, absolutely. All in.
Well, now we can look for Dennis Quaid to play President Ronald Reagan in an upcoming film about the former president. The movie will explore Reagan's life from boyhood through his presidency, and Wizards of Waverly Place star David Henry, maybe Henry, I don't know, he's going to be playing him as a teenager. It's going to cover his time as governor, his role in the destruction of the Berlin Wall, and his final days dealing with Alzheimer's.
David Hasselhoff was responsible for the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember that, but that's science. That's science.
Okay. Yeah, I remember it differently.
Yeah.
I hope they spend a lot of time on Mr. Reagan's radio career.
Did he have a radio career?
Yeah, he was in radio for a long time. Yeah, in Iowa.
Take it easy.
I lost interest in him after that.
That's the only part of the show Bede wants to watch.
Yeah, he's on the Mighty Who, WHO Des Moines.
Oh, my God.
This is a mess.
What a gigantic nerd you are.
I believe he is in the National Association of Broadcasters Radio Hall of Fame, Kevin, along with us, okay?
Who shouldn't be there?
Yeah, no kidding,
us.
Right?
Right.
All right, I'm all in on that movie now.
You are a bastion of radio knowledge. Like, it's amazing how much he knows about random people. Not that President Reagan is random, but everyone.
Here's the thing. We would go to Grammy's Roundtable or something like that where there's 50 radio stations.
Yeah.
And we'd go, where's Bede? And he's over talking every radio station he wanted to visit. It doesn't matter what size market or anything, how successful they were. If they were in radio, Bede would sit down and just start talking to them for an hour. And we'd go, Bede, we have an interview to do. Oh, I'll be right back.
Those are your people.
They're the only people who have ever accepted me.
Good delivery.
That's so
sad. That was sweet.
That just broke my heart.
That was pretty sweet.
They're cheering it, kids.
Right? No.
This is a mess.
Some birthdays for you. Juliette Lewis, Brandon Flowers from The Killers, Prince William, Lana Del Rey.
Obviously.
Chris Pratt and Rebecca Black.
It's Friday. Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Okay, I guess that's what's happening, right?
Everybody looking forward to the weekend.
This is bad.
It's horrible.
Partying, yeah.
Okay, now it's good.
Partying, yeah.
See, Rebecca Black hasn't lost a step, right?
Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, I could listen to that all day, actually.
That's what's happening.
Thank you, Ellie, and your drive home today. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Keep it 100, as it's Friday. We've got another Cheers with Beer Mug. We have tickets for Mission Impossible, Fallout, and we've also got your tickets for 30 Seconds to Mars as well tomorrow morning.